Good evening. Good to be here. I thought surely Randy would come on tonight. Pretty good crowd here tonight. Pretty good crowd. I appreciate it coming out. I really do. Been good crowd every night, really. You sitting right here? They're a whole lot better than I am. But I told you now it starts that I can't do their job and they can't do mine. I'd rather hear any of these right here tonight. I'm scared to death. But God knows what I need. He knows what you need. We sung that song a while ago, The Great I Am. There's nothing like The Great I Am. But let me read this. I have to read it again. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deepest things of God. I've had to read that every night. Lord knows all about that. But I haven't seen, my ears have not heard what the Father has in store for me or for you. Only God knows about that. But y'all pray just for a few minutes. Now, that song keeps rolling in my mind, The Great I Am. I don't know what we'll do with it, but The Great I Am. He is The Great I Am. And you can find it all through John about I Am and what He is and what He's done. But there's the little scripture here. It came by. It says, then they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am He. And Judas also, which betrayed Him, stood with them. As soon then as He had said unto them, I am He. Listen, you know how much power is in I am He. They went backwards and fell to the ground. That's what kind of power He got. He just said, I am He. He said, who are you searching for? Who are you seeking? He just said, I am He. They fell down. That's what kind of power He's got. Listen to me. Jesus has all power. He's got it all. The Great I Am. I am He. You know, go back over Moses when he's calling Moses out to bring the people out of Egypt over there. Moses came to a bush and the bush was burning. You know, I had never seen anything like that. And Moses had never seen anything like that. But God told him, walk him by the bush, sir. Moses was probably just looking at it. You know, well, that's something we just kept on wanting. But he stopped. Turned and looked at it. Moses said, take off thy shoes, Moses. You're standing on holy ground. Oh, I have to do this. Thank you, Lord. I'm standing on holy ground here tonight. He said, take your shoes off, Moses. You're standing on holy ground. Oh, Moses didn't know what kind of job he was going to have to do there. He didn't really know what he was going to have to do. But the Lord got his attention. The Lord got ways of getting our attention some way, somehow. And if he's trying to get your attention here tonight, you better listen to him.
Amen.
You better listen, because he's all powerful. He is our great I am. Oh, Moses came to the bush and the bush was burning. God spoke to him. He said, I want you to go get my children. Bring them out of that bondage. Bring them out of Egypt. Moses said, I can't do that. I'm not the man for that. He said, my stammering tongues and my ways. He said, I can't do it. I can't do it. He said, who am I going to tell them? Who sent me? He go down there to, they go ask me who sent me. Who did I say? Who are you? What's your name? Moses had heard about Yahweh. He'd heard about Jehovah. He'd heard all about them. But Moses, he's like me. He couldn't understand that. I can't even pronounce some of the names for him. But if God told him, he said, just say it was, I am. And he said, whoo, thank you, Lord. I am the great I am has sent me down here. I am he. I am he. And then you go over there in John, you get to reading all about, it says, I am, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. And he said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the vine, and I am the, oh, it just goes on, I am the great I am. He said, I am the shepherd. The great, the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. You know what? Back in Psalms, Jesus was a shepherd. He was just a shepherd there. In John, he was the great shepherd. He was I am the shepherd. Over in Hebrews, you know, he said, I am the great shepherd. But over in Peter, he said, I am the chief shepherd. When he said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, let me tell you something, when the chief shall appear, you better be ready. When the chief shepherd appeared, you better be ready. Because he's the chief. He's the chief of the great I am. I tell you what, I am he. You got enough power in that. You better listen to him when he speaks to you. You better be a listening to him, because he is all power, all seeing. He's the God, the great I am. The great I am. I am. I think that's listed several times in John there. You can read all about it. You can go back there and start about it. I am. I am the shepherd. I am the light. I am the vine. And it just goes on and on. I am. He is I am. I can't say all them names. I don't know it. But he kind of like Moses. He knows who I am. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows my thoughts. He knows my mind ain't too good. But let me tell you something. But all I know, he is I am. I am he. What power in that right there when he says, I am he. they fell backwards. You know, when he speaks, something's going to happen. When he speaks, something is going to happen. You go back through the Testament, Sarah, when something happened, immediately something happened. When something like that, when he speaks to you, immediately. So what you waiting on tonight? If he's speaking to you, and if he knows what you stand in, he knows what you stand in need of. I mean, he already knows. He knows your thought. He knows what you're thinking right now. He's all-knowing God. A lot of people won't have that he's all-knowing God. But let me tell you something. He knows it all. He knows the hairs in my head. He knows a grain of sand that's out here. He knows it all. That's what I believe. He knows everything. He knows all about me. He knows I can't do a lot of things right. I don't know. I can't pronounce a lot of words right. But he knows who I am because I know who he is. He is the great I am. I am. I am the bread of life. He is the bread. God sent the bread down. He sent the bread down over to the people, and you know it was there. They could take it if they wanted. But anyway, he said, the bread that I sent to you, it ain't like Moses over. It ain't like the bread he sent to Moses down over. That's different. He said, I am the bread of life. I'm the one that came down here. And you need to take a bite of my bread. If you take a bite of his bread and eat it, let me tell you something. It'll go all the way through your system. You get the system all cranked up and it gets down in your the stomach. It gets a little bitter and then it gets a little sweeter. But you get it to going on through your system, through the intestines and through your stomach and through all that, and it gets down to this heart right here. Let me tell you something, it'll work every time when it hits that heart. When it hits the heart, it has to go through a system. It has to go through the great I am. I am. I am. Standing on holy ground. You know what? This place is holy. This place is, it's really, this week I have been blessed. I tell you why, church, y'all pray. I have been blessed this week. He's been good to me. He's been with me. I felt the Spirit. I felt His presence. And I tell you what, I thank Him right now for what He's done for me this week. He has let me grow a little bit, Lamar. You say you're 70-something year old. Yep, I am. I'm still a growing. But let me tell you something. He has been with me all my life ever since I've been saved from 11 years old on. And I told you in the outstarts, I had to get acquainted with Him. Had to get acquainted with Him. I got to know Him. I got to know who He was. I found out who was the I am. It took me for a little while, but I figured out I am what He is and what He'll do for you and what He's done for me. I'm here to tell you. All the thing I can tell you is what I've seen and what I've heard, like old John and Peter over there. All they do can tell you what they've seen and what they heard and what God has revealed to them.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. And thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Yes.
I know I'm scattered in here and yonder, but let me tell you something. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. You know what? You know. And don't wait until I get through. If the Lord's dealing with you right now, if He's saying come, you better come, because this could be the last opportunity. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're saved or where you're lost. I don't know. A lot of people don't even know here. But let me tell you something. God knows you. He knows right where you're at now. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're thinking about. And you probably just going through your mind. He said, boy, I wish that old boy would hush up. So when we get out of here, let me tell you something. God, He's still passing by. He's still passing by. He's here now. If you want to come, I tell you what, come to this old-fashioned altar. I tell you why, that's what I done. I come and fell on my knees and went to praying. What'd you pray for? I don't even remember how I was praying, really, to tell you the truth. All I know, I was in trouble, and my heart was hurting and aching. It was just beating out of my chest. There was something wrong with me. There was something wrong. You know what? I got acquainted with I Am. I got acquainted with Him. And I tell you what, it's been like that ever since. It's been like that since. I've left Him a lot of times, but He has never left me. He has never, never left me. And I thank the Lord for His great mercies. I thank Him for His grace every day that He gives me. And all can happen to each and every one of you. I told you in all my bringing up and all that and what I've went through, let me tell you something. God is good. God is good. Had a bad day yesterday. I told you about that, didn't I? Bad day. But I tell you what, when the Lord passes by, it makes a difference. It makes a difference when He passed by. If He's dealing with you, you need to do something about it. It ain't going to get no better. It ain't going to get no better. Matter of fact, it's going to get worse. It'll be worse and worse, really. But I'm glad that I know who I Am is. He is I Am. The great I Am, Lamar. That song I have really enjoyed over these years and years that we've sung it. The great I Am. Nothing like it. I didn't even know I was going to get on that tonight till I sung that song. I thought I'd do something else. But let me tell you something. I'm so glad that He passed by one more time here at Mountain View. I'm glad He passed by, and He's still passing by. Let me tell you something. You may be in trouble. You may be in trouble sitting out there right now. You know what? All He wants to do is for you just to come. Take the step out. Take the first step out and just come on. That's all you got to do. I tell you what, I'll do my level best to pray for you. That's all I can do. I can't save you, but I know the one who can. It is I Am.
Amen.
I Am can do it. The great I Am. He is the great I Am. I'm through. Get a song. That's all I know. But if you're in trouble, now is the time. Now is the accepted time to come. Not a few minutes from now. Now. Right now. Right now. Don't wait. If you're in trouble and need something, if you need I Am, He's up here. I can't see Him. You need to be looking. Look through the spiritual eye. Listen through the spiritual ear. I told you the Spirit will reveal it to you. The Spirit will do that for you. I wish I could explain it to you. I wish I could tell you about the Spirit, but I can't. I Am can tell you better than I can if you'll listen to that still small voice that's speaking to you.
Amen.
That still small voice that's speaking. He whispered. Sweet peace. Boy, He whispered sweet peace to me one day when I was saved. But He has whispered sweet peace a lot of times, really, for me. He has whispered a lot of times. He did yesterday afternoon out on the porch when He came by, our brother Randy. I was down and out, and the Lord came by. He whispered sweet peace to me. Peace and joy came down. Let me tell you something. There wasn't nothing like it, because I'm going to get to heaven one of these days, and them long tables that you see, I'm going by, I'm going to pick up a little peace here, a little peace there, a little joy here, a little joy there. It's going to be there. Folks, let me tell you, it's going to be there. I have seen it. I have seen it. I have. Well, preacher, you seen this and you seen that. Well, I'll tell you something. I seen it. My Lamar, it was a long table as far as you could see, far as far as you could see. Joy and peace all the time on it. Now, you can have joy and peace down here. You can. But let me tell you something. When we get up there and get through them gates up there, beyond them gates, let me tell you something. Oh, thank you, Lord. Going to be peace and joy, happiness, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more knees are hurting, backs are hurting, head are hurting, all that. It won't be that no more. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. That's where I'm going. How about you? Huh? Where are you going? Where are you going? I'm going to go see the great I Am. I'm going to go see Him. I've got a lot of questions. We'll understand it better by and by, won't we? When I get there, I'll understand it then. How about you? What you want to do with it? Come on, Randy. As we stand, as we sing.